the iPhone users group for December 17th. A sad day to, we want to remember Linda Miller, passed away a year ago today. We miss her. She used to come to this class, so it's not quite the same without her. But anyway, we want to start off welcoming everybody to the iPhone users group for today. I have a file to play, and it talks about the camera on the new iPhone update. I haven't got it pasted in yet, so I'm going to have to do that. But it's pretty amazing what you guys with the new iPhones are going to be able to do with the camera app. So one moment while I get that set up. Okay, so here is the file about the iPhone 26 camera and what it can do.
A visual interpreter already in your hands, the hidden gems within the iPhone camera app by Anthony Corona. Over the past few iOS cycles, Apple has packed the camera app with powerful accessibility tools that many blind and low vision users do not realize they already have at their fingertips. If you are using a newer model iPhone, you may also have the small dedicated camera button along the bottom right-hand edge. It makes opening the camera fast and natural, but what really matters is what happens once you are inside the app. Let us talk about the hidden gems that make the camera app a built-in visual interpreter for those of us in the blind and low vision community. Live detection mode. Live detection works directly in the camera app without taking a picture. With voiceover turned on, the phone begins announcing what is in view. Think of it as a steady stream of helpful clues while you point your phone toward the world. Here are some things live detection can recognize. Objects such as chairs, tables, trash cans, people, and even some tools or appliances. Seats, which makes airport gates, buses, and event spaces easier to navigate. Doors and entrances, including labels like push or pull. Signs and packaging, including brand names, text blocks, warnings, and instructions. Animals, plants, and natural features in the environment. How to use live detection. 1. Open the camera app either with the hardware camera button using the app icon or assigning a shortcut to back tap. 2. Make sure voiceover is on. 3. Slowly move your phone. You will hear voiceover announce what it detects. 4. If you want more detail, hold your phone steady for a second or two so detection can settle and refine itself. 5. If you hear something interesting, you can snap a photo to get deeper analysis afterwards. Taking photos for better descriptions, live detection is wonderful for quick recognition. But sometimes you want a deeper dive. Apple gives you a simple step. After you take a photo, say, "Hey Siri, describe what is on my screen." VoiceOver will then give you a more complete description of the image, including layout, people, objects, text, colors, and sometimes emotional cues. This is useful for outfit checks before leaving the house, reading menus, boards, or printed signs that live detection only partially caught, confirming the layout of a room or identifying where things were placed, describing decorations or visual holiday displays, checking labels and packaging when shopping or cooking. Hidden camera features that help every day. These camera tools are remarkable, but here are a few extra features tucked inside the app that are especially helpful. Level detection. When taking a picture of a document, you will hear a subtle tone when the phone becomes level. This helps you hold still and get a usable shot for text recognition. Text recognition on the fly, even without a photo, voiceover will speak any readable text in the frame. Aim your camera at a poster, a Wi-Fi password, a mail envelope, or recipe, and you can hear it instantly. Magnification without extra apps. Use pinch gestures to zoom in and out. VoiceOver will still give you labels for anything it can identify, which gives you a hybrid of magnifier and narration. Barcode and label recognition. Packaging is one of the best use cases. Point your camera at a grocery item and wait for live detection to announce what it sees. If it catches the barcode or readable label, you often get brand and flavor too. Quick switch between modes. Swipe up or down with one finger while the camera app is open to move through recording modes, photo, portrait, video, slow motion, and more. VoiceOver announces each one. A visual interpreter already in your hand. You can always turn to visual interpretation services like Be My Eyes or Aura, or use live mode tools through smart glasses and large language models. Those services are powerful and valuable. But do not forget that your iPhone already has a visual interpreter built in. By opening the camera app using the hardware camera button using a shortcut or assigning back tap, you instantly activate a tool that reads signs, finds seats, identifies objects, helps you explore new environments, checks labels, and describes photos step by step. Quick step by step summary. 1. Open your camera app with the hardware button or back tap shortcut. 2. Turn on VoiceOver. 3. Move the phone slowly to hear live detection, announce objects and text. 4. Hold steady for more detail. 5. Snap a photo if you want a deeper description. 6. Ask Hey Siri, describe what is on my screen for full analysis. 7. Use swipes to change camera modes when needed. 8. Zoom or level your phone to get better text and clear recognition.
That was a lot of information, but, you know, I don't have 26. I don't know, you know, I have never tried to do anything like that with my camera app. So since we have a few people in there that have that, have you done anything like that?
I have not yet, but after listening to that file you just played, I'm wondering if that might even work with CapTIA on a computer. I'll have to try that at some point. But yeah, my phone is the 16 Pro Max, and my impression was, as long as you've got the side button for the camera on your phone, which I believe started at 15, you should be good to go with that particular live description.
Cheryl, is it possible to get a copy of that file you just played?
I was just going to ask you the same thing, Cheryl. Would you put that in our folder, please? And it's talking about the iPhone 17, is that correct?
I think it's talking about 26 and the camera app, and that action button or the camera button that's on your phone. I do believe you have that. Then, of course, I'll put it in your Dropbox.
That would be great. I appreciate it.
So wait until that could be done with the iPhone 15?
I believe so.
Well, I got the 13. I'll try it on that. That's got 26 on it. It might just work.
I think as long as you open the camera app and then, you know, see what happens.
I did have the key. That sounds really cool, Spence. Sitting there trying to get it to work. So far, not yet. But then I got some kind of pop up for, I don't know, some resolution continue button thing.
Yeah. See, that's what I was wondering. What do you have to do to get that thing to actually do all that stuff? Now, I think what it said is press the side button and say, you know, describe my screen. And I think Siri is doing that. I just thought it was interesting and, you know, how easy it is to activate and use. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I still got to play around with it more because there's also visual intelligence. Well, according to what we just heard, it sounded like you open your camera And it says turn on voiceover. Well, my voiceover is already on, and it should automatically start telling you what's in front of the camera. But it's not doing that for me. When I bought my phone, the guy said, well, I have that side button that the thing was talking about. So if I press and hold it, it puts it into, I think he said visual intelligence. And then I take a picture by pressing it again. And then I can ask ChatGPT questions about the picture I took. But that's a little bit different than what we just heard.
Yeah, so I wonder if you have to have screen recognition on in order for that. Do you have screen recognition on your phone?
Now, did I understand it to say that the 17 actually has a camera button down on the bottom right?
Hang.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, please.
Do you have a camera button on the bottom right of your phone?
Yes, I do. That's what I meant by the button. You press and hold that. It's supposed to start a visual intelligence. If you just press it, it opens up the camera app. If you press and hold it, I guess it opens up the camera app or visual intelligence. That's what the guy said to me at the store. He wasn't able to demo it for me because a brand new phone, it was still downloading Apple Intelligence and, you know, doing a bunch of other stuff. It would take a while before it was ready.
I don't know. That sounds like I didn't think I was going to want to update my 15, but that sounds like I might want to take a look at the 17.
And it's got great battery life is what I've been telling everybody. Yeah, and to take a picture, simply, you know, just take a regular picture instead of unlocking the phone. You can just press that button. It opens up the camera up. If you press it again, it takes a picture.
Is this on the 17 only?
I think so. I have not seen the 16, so I don't know if the 16 had that camera button. I don't think it did. I think it had the action button. Top left above the volume keys. But I don't think it had the camera action button.
Or you can set the action button to do whatever you want. But that, to me, I mean, I knew that people that have the latest model of the iPhone would be interested in that. But that just seemed like a lot to me.
Yeah, I've been messing with my phone as we've been speaking, and mine has a side button. It does open it, but I have not determined if it can on the 16 Pro Max. I haven't determined how to start the live description. I'll have to mess around with the screen recognition and see what happens.
I wonder if there is, settings, if there's, audio, video, video settings that you can have to turn on, like screen recognition.
Oh, that's possible. I mean, according to the thing we just listened to, which I find interesting, it says open up the camera app, turn on voiceover. It's like, why would voiceover not already be on? You know, so I don't know. I'm going to, like you said, look into the settings. I'll probably open up the camera app, turn off voiceover, turn it back on. I'm not sure. It didn't work for me just now.
It says it should automatically start seeing, but I'm wondering if there's something that you have to turn on, like screen recognition, in order for it to start seeing objects, or I don't know. I don't get that. I know when I turn on my LiDAR, I can open my LiDAR app and it'll start, you know, telling me what's around, how far it is, and all that. Well, that's I don't know. Maybe somebody can get that to work.
Yeah, I think we're being quiet. I think a couple of us are sitting here trying to figure it out. I'm going through my rotor now to see if screen recognition does anything. You gonna read the screen or what? How about the keyboard? Nope. Not saying anything.
Yeah, there's some heavy-duty thinking going on.
I have used screen recognition. I was trying to use it on this one app that runs the calendar, not calendar, but the I don't know what you'd call it. That they call it caregiver, but you're supposed to be able to submit your time and everything on the you know, for the work that I do for Lori, but it's not accessible at all. And I actually went through it with Apple Accessibility, and they said it wasn't. For a while, we tried screen recognition, and it would read some things, but not enough to make it work. And that's basically what screen recognition does, is it sometimes will clarify what's on the screen and make some of it more accessible.
Well, it's a mystery. You know, these things have so much in them, but then, you know, if you want to do something, you have to make sure this is on, this is on, this is selected, this is selected. So it can get kind of complicated and step-driven.
This is true. I guess I have homework for next time. I was not ready for this. I would have played around with it more to try to figure some of this out and have more answers or something. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know it did that. I knew about the visual intelligence one, but not that live photo chairs and doors and signs thing.
Yeah, I'm not getting mine activated. I don't know if I'm supposed to have Hey Siri turned on because I do not, or what. So can't help you there. I hope I can get it going, though.
Well, I've been very impressed with that live read. I used it the other day to identify. I had a carton. I was hoping, I was looking for a carton of eggnog, and I wanted to identify what it was. And I took a live, pointed live read at it, and it told me that it was half and half. And then it went on and even read the expiration date. It read all kinds of information on there. I thought that was quite impressive.
That is neat. I don't find a lot of success with reading food labels with that. I tend to go toward Be My Eyes for that, but I'll have to try it out again.
Well, it just did it. I just aimed it at the bottle, you know, at the container, and it started reading and told me what I wanted to know, and then it gave me a bunch more information that was useful.
So did you find your eggnog?
No, there wasn't any.
Somebody beat you to it, Parker.
Somebody did, I think.
Well, does anybody have anything they want to talk about? That live read is a very impressive and very accurate app. I mean, you just, once it captures, it's almost like it takes a picture and it just keeps reading. You can put the phone down, walk away from it, and it continues to read. That's the main thing I love about that. We're talking about the live read app. Do you have that, Bat?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I highly recommend that. I mean, it just reads instantly without having to take a picture, or it's great for mail or any text. Parker does it for bottles and cans and things like that. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'll have to look for it.
If you go to the App Store to get it, Andy, be careful, because there are several that are very close in name. Make sure you get Live Read, not Live something else.
Yeah, you read the description, it'll tell you for the visually impaired or whatever, and that way you'll know you have the right one.
Oh, cool.
I think Mars just landed. backing up, what is that command? Oh, shoot. Now I forgot one.
To back up? You mean to back out of an app or to back up your iPhone?
No, if you give your phone to a sighted person, what I forget how we turned the voice off.
Oh, you want to probably get voiceover to turn off. I just tell Siri to turn voiceover off, and it'll turn it off, and they'll have the screen the way they're used to it.
Yeah, okay.
You can also do the three-finger... No. What is it? You press the... Well, a lot of people don't have home keys. Becky has a home key. But you can press that three times quickly, and it'll turn it off, too.
Yeah, the button on the side of the phone, you hit it three times, and the voiceover come on. But you have to set that up in under accessibility shortcut.
Yeah, if it's not already set up in your shortcuts, then it won't work. But that's why I have my hearing aid set for that, so it won't work for me. I have to tell Siri to turn it off.
And if you got one of the phones that has the action button on it, you can set the action button to turn it off, too.
How many things can you do with the action button? Is it just the one thing?
I was about to say that. Unfortunately, yes, only one thing at a time. It's not that hard to go in and change it. And it's not everything you can do, but it does quite a few things. You can do voiceover. You can do Zoom if you have sight. A few other things. You can do song recognition. So if like you want to reset it for that and say a song is playing, you just press and hold the action button. It'll start listening to the song and tell you what song it is.
I don't know. I have a hard time figuring out what I'd want to have a specific button for, you know, because it's like,
I wish they would modify it so that if you like, press it once, it would do this, and press it twice quickly, it would do something else. So they give you two or three options. But what Hank says is correct. It was like you can only do one thing at a time now.
Yeah, I was thinking this. I even asked when I bought the phone. It's like, can you do different things? And he's like, no, you just press and hold it. Like, if you just tap it, it'll say ring mode or mute mode, because mine is set to mute. I haven't changed it to anything else, because I don't know if I could tell Siri to mute the phone. Because just turning it down, you're only going to turn on voiceover, but your ringer is still going to ring. So you're not actually putting it in mute mode if you just hold the volume down. But yeah, it would be nice. A double tap and hold for a second thing, or a triple tap and hold for a third option.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I have my phone on silent or mute, but it doesn't mute anything but the calls coming in. But my phone, like if it's talking, it'll react. So I'll know a phone's like voiceover will just stop talking, and I know a phone call's coming in, and I can check up at the top and see the number and everything and decide whether or not I want to answer it. But yeah, I like that. I like not hearing notifications all the time. It drives me nuts.
I don't know if you guys have ever discussed this. You can add a lot of different things on the rotor. I have my sound on and off set on my rotor so I can knock off the sounds and still have the haptics for phone rings and so forth. My action button, I preferred to have it for ChatGPT, but that was just me.
ChatGPT. Now, you don't have to pay for that, right? It comes with the phone?
Not yet, anyway.
I have yet to figure that out. I think I turned something off because it is included with the phone, but not as a standalone. It's part of the new Apple Intelligence or with Siri. Because it did do it to me once. I asked it a question, and Siri asked me, would you like that answered? Would you like to use Chat? Yeah, I can speak today. would you like to use ChatGPT to answer this question? And then you just say yes, and then it gives you a more detailed answer.
Sometimes I don't want a detailed answer. I just answer the question I'm asking, like this a device we all know and not love so much. It has a tendency to go above and beyond what we ask.
You get a history.
Now, I've noticed, I've played with Copilot a little bit, and I know it's not an iPhone thing, but they have a choice of verbosity levels, and you can have it have like 10-second answers or 30-second answers, and you know, each level is a little more detailed. And I wish that more chat things had that.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could say just the basics.
Yeah, because you could always ask it, tell me more, or something, you know, follow-up question, and, you know, can you tell me more about that? And then get the lengthy description. But it's funny, the A-Lady, as you said, which we all love and hate, sometimes you ask it a question, yeah, it'll give you this lengthy, well, in the 1800s, blah, 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 that was used for blah, 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 this and that. And it's like, well, so is that a yes or a no? It, like, doesn't answer, like, your initial question. It just gives you stuff about it.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Exactly. A little dragnet. Spence, where did you get that thing you played for us? Obviously, I think you translated it or used VoiceOver or something to read it, but where's that from? Is that from AppleViz or?
That's from Facebook, from Anthony Corona. And I'm not sure who that is, but I'd like to talk to him sometime.
Is that from one of the groups? Because I have not been on Facebook today or too much lately anyway.
Yeah, actually from probably, when did I do this? Probably Sunday I found it.
I actually have Blind Read on my phone. I downloaded it but haven't run it yet.
Oh, well, I tell you what, it's an amazing program.
I'm going to have to try mine again because when I first got it, I could not get it to work.
I wonder why it's not working for you, Mark. It's try uninstalling it and reinstalling it. I think because the first time I installed it, it worked great. And then I went into settings and I did something. I listened to the tutorial and I hit OK, and it didn't work after that at all. So then I uninstalled, I deleted the app, and then I re-downloaded it from already purchased. And then it's worked great ever since. So try doing that.
Yeah, I got a laptop that's not booting. It'll be interesting to see if it can tell me anything about what's going on.
Which reminds me, app I need to try again. I had totally forgot about it. I just saw it. What was I doing where I saw the name? Oh, I was going through my apps because I noticed I can get another row of icons on my first home screen. You can fit more icons on a page. Remember we were talking about a while back, I'm going to call it Orion. Orion. And that's supposed to be like a live room description or what's around you description.
Yeah, what it's really neat about that is if you're looking for something, you can tell it looking for. Like the first time I ever used it, I was just playing around with it, and I had a box of Cheez-It over by the kitchen on top of the records. So I did a search for Cheez-It, and I scanned the phone, and it saw it, and it started going beep, 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 and it led me right to the box of Cheez-It.
Terry, you use that one quite a bit, don't you?
That sounds cool. Sometimes, you know, I drop my remote control, go skittering across the floor, find a remote control.
Yeah, it will do that. There's a whole list of items that it will look for. And you just, when you do a search, you can scroll through the list and double tap on the thing that you're looking for, and it'll start looking.
Welcome, Chris Ann.
Hello, Chris Ann. So I'm thinking the Cheez-Its, I found it via text, not because it's in the list.
Hey, Krista, and welcome in. I'm glad to see you here.
Good afternoon, everybody. What app are we talking about? It sounds fun.
Right now, it's the Orion app, but we were just talking about the live read. Did you ever get that?
Yes, I did, and I actually got it to work. You know, the key for that is good lighting. Apparently, when I was using it and where I was using it, it was too dark or something. But boy, especially if you're standing like I have a light over the counter in my kitchen, and so if you're looking for something around there, but lighting is the big thing.
That's a good point, especially for total blind people, is to remember when you're using some of these apps, you do need to turn a light on or something. No, this app doesn't work. It doesn't see anything. Oh, well, yeah, because the light's off. Before that, well, what phone do you have, Chris-Ann? Because we were talking about Cheryl played a little thing that she got from Facebook that the camera, I guess it's in 26, iOS 26, also does live recognition. Like you can move the phone around with the camera app on. It's supposed to describe like that's a chair, there's a door, it'll read text in real time. Then you can take a picture and it'll describe it more. Actually, if you hold it in place, it'll describe more. And if you take a picture, it'll describe even more. You could ask it questions, I think. But we were all just playing around with it, couldn't get it to work.
Oh. Yeah, I have an iPhone 13, and I did just update it yesterday. So the latest, what is it, iOS 26.2 or something? Wow, I didn't know that.
My problem with lighting is if I turn the light on, I forget to turn it back off.
I have the same problem, as a matter of fact. This morning, so when I turn the kitchen light on, the ceiling fan comes on. And I was looking at a couple of cans last night. I had to turn the light on for that. And, you know, getting busy making dinner and everything, I forgot. So this morning, you know, it's like, why is it cold in here? Well, the ceiling fan was going on, you know. So, yeah, I forgot to turn the light off. But the one app that I use that does not require any lighting at all, it must take a picture with a flash or something, it's that VD scan. I can do that in total darkness and it works well.
Well, like the Ira AI thing, the live AI thing that they're trying out, that I'm on the panel for trying out. It will say, I'm going to turn on the flashlight, and it does. And you know, that's supposed to help it read things or decipher things better.
Yeah, you know, I've always been using, like, Google Gemini and stuff. I never did try to use the Ira app yet.
You know, I've never really used Ira.
Access AI, tab 2 of 4, button.
Access AI. What do you use it for, Mar?
Oh, I've read a pizza box with it. I've used it to, I used it to help me find something one time, and it did find it. I've used it to identify colors of things. I can't remember. I've used it 4 or 5 times. And I would say it's probably 60 to 75% accurate. Right now they have a supervisor standing by. Like there was one time I was trying to read a pill bottle with it. And the supervisor came in and said it's not really reading anything. So it was actually giving me inaccurate information. But a couple of times I've had really good luck with it.
Oh, that's cool. So it's kind of like a Be My AI. And is that free? I heard that it was coming in. I even forgot to do it. I don't pay for Ira, so I'm curious if that's free or you get a certain amount of times you can use it or if you know anything about that. And with the one you were talking about, Cheryl, I turned off VoiceOver, opened up the camera app, turned it back on just to see if that would change anything. Nope.
Just for everybody's general information, I haven't checked for updates for a couple of days. I just checked 26.2 is now available.
Yeah, I did that yesterday, the update. Now, I just tried with the camera. You're saying you're supposed to be able to point it at something and it'll tell you what it is. Mine kept going depth defect enabled, depth defect disabled, and back and forth like that. And camera, you know, there's camera controls and all sorts of things, but it wasn't really sounding like it was looking at anything that was around me.
It was your comment about 26.2 that made me go check.
I don't know about this, Anthony. Maybe he's having hallucinations. But I got just took a picture with the Ira AI. And here's what it found.
Detailed capture button.
Let's see.
A watercolor painting of a horse's head is placed on a lap, partially inside a cardboard frame. The horse has a light brown coat and a flowing mane with shades of cream and tan. Its eyes are expressive and its nostrils are prominent. In the background, there is a round white marble table with a black travel mug and a spoon on it.
Anyway, that's the watercolor that Cindy painted for me.
Well, this is the live AI. This is the one where it acts like you have a person. Let's see if I can get mine to do it. And it doesn't cost anything right now. I think you have to sign up for it.
What do you mean, with Ira?
Yeah. Okay, let me get this ready here.
It should be the same thing, because isn't that what you just used, Spence?
Yeah. There's options for chat.
Okay, so it says call Ira AI. So here we go. Let's see if I can, you guys can hear this. Okay.
Connected with agent, Ira AI. Hello, Marlene. What would you like to do today?
I am in an iPhone class, and I'm just kind of describing how this works. And so I'd like you to describe what you're seeing right now.
Certainly. You are showing an Olympus digital recorder. It's a silver and black device with a screen and several buttons. A small red light is blinking, indicating it's recording. It's lying on a dark wooden table next to a silver mini PC and some charging cables. Is there anything specific you'd like to know about it?
No. You did really good with that. And I'm going to move the camera around. Now what are you seeing?
I see a wooden chair with a red cushion and a blue bag on top of it. Behind it, there's a bookshelf with some books and other items, and another rocking chair in the background.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and have a good day.
You're very welcome, Marlene. Have a great day, too.
That's pretty cool. I've never really fooled with that. I'll have to play around with it.
Yeah, it's like talking to a person almost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it calls you by name and everything. I mean, it's first time I did it, I was kind of freaked out. I'm like, is that a real person or not?
Okay, so I have Ira, and is that a separate, I haven't played with it a lot. Is that a separate thing to say use the AI instead of just the free 5-minute call where you actually do get a person?
I think there's a tab in the Ira app that says AI or something like that. I haven't used Ira in quite some time.
And I think you have to sign up for it. I got an email asking me if I wanted to participate in it. And I said yes. And I think I had to fill out a little survey. I can't remember. It's been a while since I signed up for it, but it's really cool.
So as far as you know, it's free if you use it?
Yeah, and I don't think there's a time limit on it. Now, it must have done okay because the supervisor didn't come in. But I have actually had the supervisor come in and say it's not giving you accurate information. And I've had the supervisor, you know, actually re-describe what he or she was seeing.
Okay, I see it. If you're on the home tab, you know, you got the tabs at the bottom of the screen. If you're on the home tab, it'll say call Ira for free for 5 minutes. There is another tab next to that that says access AI. That's what I had forgotten about how you tell that you're talking to an agent or that you're using the AI. And I did sign up for that too. So I can do that.
But it's kind of neat. You know, it described my little digital recorder is what I use for a microphone on this. And that's what it was seeing.
That is pretty cool. And I'm glad we have all these apps. Sometimes you just have to play around with them. And I forget because I don't use those things a lot. But and I think I mentioned this a while back, which I forgot to go look and try it out. I believe CNAI has I don't know if it was a live read or a description, like where you take a picture and it'll describe it to you, like be my eyes, be my AI.
Well, what's interesting with a lot of that is, like, I had a keyboard. I have one of those keyboards you can either use Bluetooth, you know, with either PC or the phone, the iPhone. And I remember I had, and I think it was the Be My AI, take the picture of the keyboard, and then I said, describe the keys in order. And it went across from top to bottom. And then you could keep that. You could export it and keep that as a document for future reference. And like with live read, you can't. It's just there for the time that you're on the app. And when you close it out, I think it's gone.
Yeah, live read's good for like scanning stuff quickly. And, you know, like Cheryl said, like, oh, this is junk mail. You can get rid of it, you know, because you don't need it super detailed. That is really cool. And I used to be my AI. I was down in Florida visiting my daughter. They had gone out, and they have a sound bar. And I took a picture of the remote control, and it read all the buttons to me in order and everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was off and running. I could turn up and down the bass, the volume, all kinds of stuff.
Wow, I've got that live AI from Gemini that kind of worked the same way that it did for Mar a minute ago. So I've never really set it up on the Ira app. I haven't really paid much attention to it because when I call Ira, I want to talk to a real person.
Yeah, well, you know, I think if you don't pay for it, which I don't, it's kind of nice, you know, just to have that for quick things so you don't use your 5 minutes.
That is neat. I'm glad you have that available.
I know I had a notification that I had two packages that arrived from Amazon. And so I went downstairs and had to look around to see where they put them. And they're on the bench in a vestibule before you get into the complex here. So I had to go there, and I could scan around. I scanned around with, I think it was Seeing AI, and it found my address on both packages. And then there was another package there as well. And so I kind of moved that one out of the way and looked at it to make sure I was picking up the right two packages. But when you think about stuff like that, I mean, not too long ago, you would have had to get a sighted person and say, number one, where are the packages? And number two, which ones are mine? And I was just, I always get amazed by that. And it's just a real praise to think that we can do that now.
It is. It's very empowering. And that live read is even so quick. So I try using that the next time you look for a package. It's absolutely incredible.
I think things like Gemini and Copilot are totally amazing. You know, not for nothing, but you know, just 5 years, AI has really made our lives better.
Oh, definitely. It's a game changer for us. I mean, this is one of the best times too. You know, if you have to be blind, this technology really makes it a lot more palatable.
Yeah, it's good for so many different things. Somebody mentioned their computer, like your computer's not talking. You can point it at the screen and see if it's, you know, if it starts reading your icons and you know the computer's on, but you don't have sound, or if the screen's blank. I used it not too long ago on my TV. I lost all sound for some reason. My sound bar, my stereo, none of it was working. So I think it was Be My AI. I took a picture of the TV and it told me there was a couple announcers on the screen with like a billboard behind them or something behind them. I was like, okay, so the TV's working. I knew it was just sound. I had no idea if maybe I changed the input source, and I was, you know, then it would say no signal available. If it read that, then I knew I would have to try to figure out how to get back to the right source.
I do have a problem though. I'm getting notification sounds on my iPhone that I use on a regular basis. But VoiceOver is not telling me what the notifications are. Is there any way for me to unmute that?
You have to make sure that text notifications are on. Isn't that right? Because like it'll show. I forget what the deal is, but that there's something that you have to have turned on and then the notifications in order for it to read it.
Sure. I think there is a text one, and the other one, I'm not sure if this is only for the lock screen or even if you are already unlocked. Preview notifications on lock screen. So once you like unlock it, as far as like the face or fingerprint or whatever, it'll read them even though you're not all the way on the home screen. But I don't know how that affects it if you're already unlocked or and on the home screen or in an app.
Yeah, I think if you go into notifications, there's a thing called sounds, badges, and banners, and that determines how your notifications are coming across to you.
So I just noticed that there is a separate app called Preview. What does that do, and does that make any kind of difference for things like that?
I don't believe I have that. Anybody?
Never heard of it.
It might be on the iOS 26 because I do have it. Well, it put it like on, I have three pages. They put it on the third page, not even on the set. I think it put on this. It's not on my home screen anyway. I have to play with that. I saw it. I'm like, what's that? And there's a couple other ones that are brand new that I have no idea what they are.
I got a question. I thought I had Ira on my phone. But when I said open Ira, I said Ira Explorer. That's different, right?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. I see AI in there.
Yep, that's the app. The old one was just called Ira, so they changed it a while back.
Okay, now I've got it. I'll have to play with it.
All right. Well, this has been a very informative time this week, and I think the next iPhone users group in 2 weeks will be... somebody tell me, it's not going to be New Year's Eve, is it? I don't think so.
No, it's let's see. 17th. Yeah, it'll be New Year's Eve. 31st.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how many people will want to come, but I will be here in case they do. So we're going to stay on track this year, okay? So everybody have a great day. Thanks for coming, and we will meet again and bring in the new year together.